Tenbury in Worcestershire. The choir of St. Michael's College practicing with their master of music.
On the second syllable of noble. Noble, noble, that's like the tenor. Let's take that from the halves and quarters. Yes?
There are at the moment 18 boys in the choir, none of them more than 13 years old. And they're the only school choir in the country who sing morning and evening prayers every day of the year, except Saturdays and school holidays. Well, why do they do it? Because they're keeping up a tradition started 120 years ago by the founder of the college, Sir Frederick Ouseley. Now, at that time, the standard of singing in English cathedrals wasn't too good, and so Sir Frederick, who was a brilliant musician himself, set out to train boys who he hoped would become organists and choristers, and so perhaps improve the music of our great churches.
This college has been founded and dedicated to the service of Almighty God. The object of the college is to provide a course of training and to form a model for the daily choral services of the church in these realms. And for the furtherance of this object, to receive, educate, and train boys in religious, musical, and secular knowledge.
Little angels they may sound when they're singing, but in every other respect, this is a perfectly normal preparatory school for boys, with all the usual lessons and games and so on. And when St. Michael's first team is playing soccer or rugby or cricket, any voice training they may have had comes in handy in quite another way. Or, of course, in the playground that I passed on the way to the most modern building at the college, the music school, which was built 4 years ago. There are 6 practice rooms, each with its own piano, and a larger hall where the school orchestra practices and holds concerts. As you'd expect, music plays a large part in the life here, and not only church music. Nor, of course, are all the boys choristers. Most of the 80 pupils are what they call commoners, which means that they didn't get a choral scholarship. But that in no way counts against them. In fact, the head boy this term, Nicholas Brown, who's also incidentally captain of the school's soccer team, is not in the choir. Nicholas, did you ever try to be in the choir?
Not really, because when I first came, I was only 6. So I was a bit young then, and I never had a try after that.
And do you feel that you've missed anything? Because this is known as a choir school, isn't it?
Yes, it's. I don't think I've missed anything there.
And I think you have a brother in the choir, don't you?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm very pleased for him. I don't mind at all. I'm not jealous of anything.
You're more of a musician, I think, aren't you?
Yes. I play the trombone.
And you also captain the soccer team. How is it doing at the moment?
We lost our first match 2-0. We've played another one since, and we won that 5-2.
Oh, that's not bad. And what about the rugby team?
We had an unbeaten season last, and it's the first time for 12 years we've had that.
Well, you're 13 now, aren't you, Nicholas? And you've been here since you were 6. That's 7 years. So what are your impressions of the school?
I like it very much, and I think I'll miss it a lot when I go to my next school, and especially the music.
How do you mean, the music? You miss the sound of music all the time, really?
Yes, the choir. but I'll probably still be in the orchestra at my next school.
The central building of the college is the chapel, in which the boys spend such an important part of their school lives. It stands on some very beautiful and peaceful countryside on the borders of Worcestershire and Herefordshire. And boys come here from all over Britain and from overseas as well to get a good grounding in music. One of the new boys this term is 8-year-old Bruce, who's come all the way from Quebec in Canada. And he's now having a voice trial to see whether he's good enough for the choir.
Right, fine. Now then, you've come rather a long way, haven't you?
Yes.
How many thousand miles is it, do you know?
I couldn't count them.
You couldn't count them? No, I'm sure you couldn't. Right, well now then, let's see how high you can go. We'll sing some scales. And you like to sing it to Do, Re, Mi, don't you?
Usually I do, but sometimes I don't.
Well, let's do what you usually do. Let's sing to that. Let's take it from A. Right, off we go. Let's keep it opened up at the top. Let's try another one. Sing it out, yes. Try one more.
If it pleases you.
If it pleases me, I think that would please me very much. Yes, off we go. Splendid. A bit higher, do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Shall we try it just to see?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
No difficulty?
Not very much.
Not very much. No. Now then, I'm going to play more than one note at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to pick out the top note, or the bottom note, or sometimes the middle note. All right? Before we do that, tell me a bit about yourself. What hobbies have you got? What do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy playing instruments.
What instruments do you play?
Piano and organ.
You play the organ?
Well, I'm going to learn how to play the organ at least.
Jolly good. And what sort of recreations do you have? Do you like stamp collecting or modelling? Or?
I like modelling.
You like modelling?
Yes.
What sort of models do you like making?
I like making airplanes and all kinds, but the only kind we never get at home is boats.
All right, now then, two notes first of all. Sing me the top of these two. It's the bottom of these two.
La.
No, that's not quite right. Listen again.
I don't get that one.
You don't get that one?
No.
All right, let's try another one. Sing me the bottom one of these two.
La.
All right, now sing me the middle note of these three.
La.
Good. The top one of these three.
La.
Okay, now then, a little test. Two little memory tests, in fact. First of all, a rhythm. I'll play a little tune, then I'd like you to clap that rhythm to me.
No.
All right. Fine. There's another little tune. This time I want you to sing it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Roger Judd, who's the master of the music here, has just been giving Bruce his voice trial there. Roger, how did he get on?
Well, he got on very well. He was alert, very self-possessed for his age, a good ear, and that really is one of the essential ingredients. If the boy, as you heard, is able to pick out notes from several notes being played at once, accurately, this is really what one looks for.
So do you think he will now get a place in the choir?
Well, I should think that he stands a very good chance. There are, of course, other boys to be heard. There are about 15 in all. And when I've heard them all, the warden and I then draw up our final list after that.
So how many do you think will make it into the choir?
Well, at the moment, there are a possible 6 places to be filled by that.
What's the maximum 15. Limit for the choir?
It's 20. First of all, there isn't room in the stalls for any more than 20. And secondly, we sing in a small church, and one doesn't really need a vast number of boys to sing.
And what about the men singers in the choir? Where do you get them from?
Well, they are teachers here. There are, in fact, 2 who come up from the town who have other jobs, but the majority of them teach here, and they're appointed because they can sing and teach.
Well, we're sitting now in the school library. It's a beautiful room, isn't it? And this is where you have your choir practices, is it?
Yes, it is the most amazing library. It's one man's private collection, which has been left to the college. But you can't see, in fact, sitting in here, the more priceless of the collection, which are kept in a strong room, where, in fact, we have manuscripts such as the conducting score of Messiah, which Handel used during his lifetime, and many part books of Tudor music. And to give the boys an interest and an understanding of this, one can show them the part books that their contemporaries way back in the 16th century used when they sang the music shortly after it was written.
Another comparatively new boy is Kevin. Now, he's already in the choir. Oh, Kevin, how long have you been at the school?
Nearly coming up to 1 year at the end of this term.
And what kind of school did you go to before you came here?
A primary school. They did not do as much music as we did here, but we still had a school orchestra, and there was a choir.
And you sang in that choir, did you?
Yes.
So why did you decide you wanted to come to this school?
Mainly because I wanted to sing in the choir.
And how many times do you sing a day?
Well, I sing once in the morning in church, and then I have a choir practice in the afternoon, and then I have a service in the evening.
That's an awful lot of singing then, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you ever get tired of it?
Well, not really, because there's always new anthems and pieces to sing, so you don't really get bored. Or anything like that.
Martin, you're the senior chorister. You're the sort of head boy of the choir, are you?
Yes.
Well, all this practicing we've heard you doing, is this done when the other boys, the commoners, are busy working?
No, it's usually done out of school time. We have choir practices every day, lasting about 40 minutes on Sundays. We have 2 choir practices, one before the service and one afterwards. On Fridays and Tuesdays and Monday mornings, we have a full choir practice with all the men.
And what are the rest of the school doing while you're busy singing then?
Well, in the afternoons, they have free time, but Friday evenings and Monday mornings, they've got kind of reading period.
And how do you think you'll feel when you come to leave the school and you don't have to do the singing anymore?
I suppose I'll just have to get used to it. I'll miss the music.
Are you intending to sing later on? Would you like to become a professional singer, perhaps?
Well, I don't really know. I don't know what my voice will be like after it breaks. I'd rather like to carry on playing the organ in a church.
So, after living and working in these musical surroundings, what sort of impression does it all leave behind? Robert Bryan was here as a boy 5 years ago. He was head chorister, in fact, and he was captain of cricket. And he's now back here doing some teaching before going to university. So, Robert, what kind of impression did it leave you with?
Coming back here, everything seems to have shrunk approximately 14 or 15 inches. I can't really wonder why. But as far as things changing, I don't think anything has changed, really. Except the people, the staff. But apart from that, It's all the same routines. Even some of the same faces, except they're the brothers of the boys I knew.
And did you miss, when you left the school, this daily routine of singing twice in church?
Well, while I was going through the routine, I didn't really appreciate how much time it actually took up. And when I went to my next school, I had tons of free time, and I wasn't really quite sure what to do with it to begin with. And I did miss the singing, because I enjoyed that very much. But with all this free time, I eventually got around to doing singing of my own without having to be made to do it.
And did it sort of foster your basic love, obviously, of music?
Oh, I think so, yes. My parents are fairly musical anyway, but it was certainly a concentrated 5 years.
It didn't put you off having to do it so regularly?
Good Lord, no, it was lovely.
And what now about the future? Are you going to... Do you hope to establish a career as a musician?
Yes, I do, yes. I wouldn't mind singing, but there's so many people who want to sing these days, it might be a bit difficult. But I would certainly like to, yes.
The headmaster, or warden as he's called, is the Reverend Dennis Paxman. Now, the founder talked about training boys in religious, musical and secular knowledge, very much in that order, I think. Is that still the case here?
Yes, it is. We no longer have to worry about raising the general standards of cathedral music as Ouseley did. Today, these standards are very high up and down the country. But yes, the purpose is still the same, to give glory to God by singing the daily services to the very best of our ability. It's as simple as that.
Do many of your boys eventually take up singing or some branch of music as a career?
Oh yes, some of the boys do, but that's certainly not the object of the exercise. What we do try to give every boy, whether he sings in the choir or whether he doesn't, is a love of music, because that's something that he'll carry with him to his dying day. What boy in later life could ever forget that he was once surrounded by music like this?